Welcome to a new week. Last week we talked about the heart, and this week we're going to talk about the hand. And so we look at James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Well, cleanse your hands. We've become familiar with it during this COVID era of sanitizing our hands and washing our hands. And we've come to understand that when the hands are infected, they can affect the whole body. And whilst we learn to sanitize our physical hands, the hands here the Bible is talking about is not just our physical hands. It's the hand is used to represent our actions, Our passage today is from the book of James. And if you're familiar with the New Testament, James was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ and a leader in the early church. And his book is a very strong worded book. The book of James has been likened to the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament because it's very practical and talks about living the practical life. And he focuses a lot on living the righteous life and our faith manifesting in reality. So he tells us here to cleanse our hands. In other words, as we'll say today, get your act together. You don't just receive Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior, say, I'm born again, and just live anyhow as you would please. The Christian life requires that we live a life that conforms to the faith and the presence of Christ that is in us. And that is what James is addressing. So after Christ has come into the life of the believer, after we have begun walking the faith walk, we must endeavor to get our lives together. And that's what James calls clean your hands. Now, if you listen to what he is addressing, he calls the believers very hard and harsh words. He calls them sinners and he calls them double-minded. So he's not saying they're sinners in the sense that Christ doesn't live in them. But if Christ lives in you and you continue sinning, James calls you a sinner. And if you say you believe in him, but you are not living out your faith, he calls you double-minded. And he says that faith must produce works. Faith must produce actions. And so as we ponder the rebuke that the Apostle James is giving to us, I trust that each one of us will become doers of God's work. And whilst we are cleansing our hands and sanitizing, remember your actions as well. Your thoughts, your desires, your intentions must also be cleaned. And we must allow Christ to clean us from our evil ways and also allow him to live out the righteous life within us. So I trust today that as we begin this week, this ancient rebuke to the early church will apply to us in this modern time. It's time to clean our hands. It's time to get our act together. It's time for Christians to live as Christians. It's time for you to say, when I'm the righteousness of God, you actually practice righteousness in your life. May the Lord help each one of us to clean our hands as we present our hands to him this week. Let us pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I turn away from sin and what I know to be wrong. Help me to live the life of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May our hands be clean throughout this week. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.